A school resource officer has been fired after she filmed a nude video of herself in an elementary school bathroom during work.
What?
Of all places, like, I know people sext and they do, like, all kinds of stuff. Like, hey, babe, check out this photo. But that's where you're going to do it. You're going to get naked in, like, a locker room or something.
An elementary school?
Yeah. Florida police said the woman removed her badge, uniform, and gun to make the video for her husband. This happened back in December at Kissimmee Charter Academy. Police said the reason for being fired was because if a shooting had happened, she wouldn't have been able to respond. What's she going to do? Run out there naked?
She's too busy doing selfies or whatever.
Drop to the ground. She said she was on her break and locked the bathroom door and doesn't believe she should have been fired. Here's Police Chief Jeffrey Odell talking about the situation.
It goes to show what that person, what kind of behavior or their lack of commitment to professionalism, providing security in schools. If you're going to do this, I'm not sure that you could be trusted at any time on duty.
I mean, I love the men and women that protect us and serve, but that's kind of stupid, right?
Super stupid. How did they find out about this? Did she post?
I did not see that. I mean,
were there video cameras? I'm wondering, like,
oh, no, that's creepy.
Surveillance saw her doing that.
Gosh, yeah, big dummy right there. So she's out of work.
Whenever you're around or working with children, you're G-rated, okay?
Well, you're telling me I can't be naked when I go to a school anymore?
No more.
Jeez, a non-meat meat, which is weird to say, is coming to KFC.
Non-meat.
Non-meat meat is coming. Yeah, the chain is testing a vegan version of its fried chicken in Atlanta restaurants starting today. KFC will be testing nuggets and wings. Burger King, White Castle, and Little Caesars offer plant-based meat from Impossible Foods. Has anybody tried, like, the Impossible Whopper, for example? I haven't tried any of these impossible things that are not meat, but they're supposed to taste like meat.
Yesterday, you were talking about Popeyes?
Yes, chicken, yep.
I went by, not once, not twice, three times, the Popeyes off Carmel Drive in Carmel. There was a line of at least every time 20 to 25 cars at all times in the morning, in the afternoon. Insane.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
Like we talked about, people are fighting. Kind of a side note, speaking of Popeyes, one cool story I didn't get to this morning in Need to Know News. There was a kid this past weekend, too young to even vote, but he registered a bunch of people that were waiting in those long, hour-long lines while at the Popeyes drive-thru. He registered them to vote, which is kind of cool,
too.
So it's like a kid doing something.
But I've never seen lines like that on a random Monday.
Not, I mean, I think it's just a viral thing. It's like, I got to try it. I got to see what it's all about. So that's what's going down.
I guess.
And finally, the big news in football, but really in Indy too, was season ticket holders of the Colts. Everybody was upset because Andrew Luck announced his retirement, kind of surprised over the weekend. And well, now some season ticket holders are asking the team, hey, I'd like my money back, you know, after he retired. Well, there's no word on whether the Colts will honor the request of ticket holders or how many actually want that. But Jacksonville Jaguars long snapper Matt Overton, who played for the Colts for five seasons, chimed in saying he would buy the tickets for those who want refunds. He said he plans to donate tickets to Riley Hospital for Children, which is in Indianapolis, and actually former quarterback Andrew Luck was really involved with that charity.
Matt Overton is an awesome dude. He is outstanding.
I wonder how many tickets he could actually buy, though. Is he going to spend his whole salary on tickets?
Oh, that's really cool. He put it out there.
That'll be interesting to see what happens. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online. Also, we put a swipe up link on our Instagram story, so follow us now so you'll see that later. It's Radio Now AM Show.